This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. At least 290 people were killed and almost 500 injured in a bomb blast that ripped through churches and luxury hotels in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. It's the first major attack on the Indian Ocean islands since the end of a civil war 10 years ago. The Sri Lankan community living in Paris held a vigil in the early hours Monday morning.
We want to pay homage to the victims of Sri Lankans, and we want to tell them to we are with them, and we think about them, and we pray for them.
The Sri Lankan government officials have said that 32 foreigners were killed and 30 injured in the explosions that tore through congregations and gatherings in hotels in Colombo, Negombo, and Batacalora. Ukraine has entered an uncharted political water on Sunday after an exit poll showed that Volodymyr Zelensky easily won enough votes to become the next president of the country that is at war with Russia. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
He has few detailed policies and will take over the leadership of a country at war with Russia. Poroshenko, who was hoping for a second five-year term, tried to cast himself as a bulwark against Russian aggression, but in the end, he was trounced by the political neophyte and conceded on Sunday. Zelensky has pledged to keep Ukraine on a pro-Western course and has also assured investors, without offering concrete plans, that he would push reforms, tackle corruption, and keep the economy anchored to an International Monetary Fund loan program.
That was Reuters' Colette Luke. Two people, including a British aid worker, have been shot dead and four tourists abducted in an attack by armed gunmen on a holiday resort in northwestern Nigeria, according to police. This is VOA News. The United States is expected to announce on Monday that all buyers of Iranian oil will have to end their imports shortly or face sanctions, according to a source familiar with the situation. Speaking to Reuters news agency, that news triggered a 3% rise in crude oil prices. U.S. President Donald Trump has made clear to his national security team over the last few weeks that he wants to end the waivers to exert maximum economic pressure on Iran by cutting off its oil exports and reducing its main revenue source to zero. Protesters demonstrating against the ruling military council in Sudan said on Sunday they were disappointed by suspended talks between the two sides. Munzir al-Obeid Yassan told the AP that he hoped the military would create a government, a civilian government, that could solve their problems and create a new Sudan in the right direction. They would be able to compete with other Arab countries. Protest organizers said their move to suspend the negotiations came when the ruling council failed to meet demands for an immediate transfer to a civilian government following the overthrow of President Omar al-Bashir. Iranian state media states that Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has begun his first official visit to neighboring Iran for talks to set focus on strengthening bilateral ties, fighting terrorism, and safeguarding borders. The visit comes a day after Pakistan asked Iran to take action against terrorist groups believed to be behind the killing of 14 Pakistani soldiers earlier this month. Pakistan's foreign ministry said in a letter to the Iranian government that the assailants came from an alliance of three Baluch terrorist organizations based in Iran. The debate over the Mueller report continued on Sunday U.S. talk shows. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has those details.
As President Trump was heading to Easter services in Florida, tweeting the Mueller report was, quote, nothing but a total hit job, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway took to the airways.
This has been a frustrated president about an ill-conceived, illegitimate investigation from the beginning.
Not so fast, says Congressman Elijah Cummings, who chairs the House Oversight Committee. He says the Mueller report is a roadmap for further action by Congress.
I think he basically said to us as a Congress, it's up to you to take this further with regard to obstruction and other matters that might come up.
While Cummings was on CBS's Face the Nation, Conway appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Armed men on motorcycles have attacked a Malian army camp and killed an unknown number of people near Mali's border with Mauritania. There's no immediate claim of responsibility. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.